This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. White House spokesman Jay Carney resolutely refused to use the past tense today. He said, and this is a quote, "The United States is not and will not monitor German Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone." Nothing about "did not monitor." And that statement did not assuage the ill will the Germans and Europeans are feeling about allegations the NSA eavesdropped all over the continent. Whether they are angry enough over there to do something about it? That's where Marketplace's Adrian Hill picks it up.
The U.S. ambassador to Germany has been summoned to do some explaining. It's unusual and a sign the Europeans are seething. French official Michel Barnier says there's a sense of betrayal.
Between friends, between allies, we need trust, we need confidence. And I think that this confidence has been shaken.
Okay, let's put aside the assumption that pretty much everybody is spying on everybody else. This is public. This is embarrassing. One of the questions for European leaders as they meet in Brussels today is just how far they can go in showing their displeasure when it's with a big deal ally and trade partner. One place they might put their collective European foot down is with the SWIFT program that allows Europe to share information with the U.S. about money transfers. German political commentator Heinz Schulte doubts it'll end, but
I cannot rule out that there will be a temporary suspension to say, okay, suspend it for 4 weeks or what have you, to voice their anger clearly vis-a-vis the Americans.
The bigger question is whether the spying allegations threaten a multi-trillion-dollar trade deal currently in the works between the U.S. and the EU. Simon Tilford is with the Center for European Reform.
The Germans have invested a lot of political capital in this, and I very much doubt they would use this crisis to hamper those negotiations.
But they are likely to get trickier, especially around the already thorny issue of data and privacy. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.